from KQED. From KQED Radio News, I'm Andrea Kissick with the Quest Radio Report, our weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. Ever thought about using medicine from the ocean floor? Well, scientists are using robots to sort through millions of marine chemicals in hopes of finding a cure to all kinds of diseases, from cholera to breast cancer. Amy Standen has more.
It's often said that we know more about outer space than we do about our own oceans. For Roger Linnington and other scientists searching for new medicines, that is a tantalizing notion.
The ocean represents a really underexplored resource. It represents a lifetime of opportunity.
Wow, yeah, look like at that. Those...
There's all this stuff in here.
That's all sort of organic stuff.
Linnington teaches chemistry at the University of California in Santa Cruz. He's also a certified scuba diver. He and his colleagues travel around the world scooping up samples from the ocean floor, and he's brought many of them back here to a laboratory deep in the redwoods. Linnington opens up a large freezer and rifles through a stack of Ziploc bags. Each contains an icy column of ocean sediment.
It's essentially, yes, it's just mud. And yet we can find an enormous number of bacteria. So each sample will give us easily 100 different microorganisms that we can grow in the lab. And that is a tiny percentage of the diversity that's really there.
It's not the bacteria itself that Linnington's looking for. It's tiny amounts of chemical compounds that the bacteria produce, just like little factories. By growing the bacteria in his lab, Linnington can keep those factories going, producing more and more chemicals. Why do the bacteria produce these chemicals? Well, Linnington says there are several theories. But what's really amazing is that the chemicals, which, remember, come from the bottom of the ocean, nowhere near human life, can often have a completely different use as medicine.
I suspect that a lot of the chemistry we look at from bacteria is used for communication between bacteria or for chemical defense. So it's bacteria communicating with other bacteria. Yet we find those compounds are also good against things like the malaria parasite.
Or tuberculosis, cholera, even cancer. But it's one thing to collect all these chemicals. How can you possibly test them all?
This is the screening center. This half of the room has the robotics.
Scott Loki directs the UC Santa Cruz Chemical Screening Center. He says it's really not that hard to find out whether a chemical can kill, say, cholera. You simply put a drop of it on a dish containing the bacteria that cause cholera and wait to see if the bacteria die. But try testing 1,000 different compounds against 1,000 different diseases.
You would probably have a very forlorn-looking graduate student with carpal tunnel syndrome. It can get very tedious, pipetting over and over.
In other words, it's the perfect job for a robot.
This is the main robot. It is the heart of the system. This is essentially a handheld pipette times 8 times 100.
A human being can run about 50 tests in a day. This robot can do 50,000. It's about the size of a commercial cappuccino machine, and at the end of its thick robotic arm is a grid of 384 tiny pins. As the arm zooms across the testing platform, the pins suck up liquid from 384 individual wells, then inject them onto a plastic tray, containing, in this case, the bacteria that cause cholera.
The robot stamps the compounds from the source plate onto the cholera plate, and we let the cholera plate incubate overnight, and as the cholera grow, the plate becomes opaque.
Unless, that is, something kills it. Loki goes to his computer and pulls up an image of a cholera plate. Most of it is opaque with healthy bacteria, but a few spots are bare. Loki calls them the zones of death.
And in those spots where there are active lethal compounds, you have zones of no growth, and you can see those by eye. And you've just identified a potential anti-cholera agent.
But just because you've killed the bacteria that cause cholera doesn't mean you've cured the disease. For starters, there are some compounds that are simply too effective. Again, Roger Linnington.
You can find compounds which are beautifully potent against malaria, for example. But if they're also beautifully potent against human cells and cholera and dengue fever and all these other things, then they're never going to be very good drugs. Otherwise, you'd take bleach as an anti-malarial.
As it happens, researchers here believe that this particular compound, scooped up off the East Coast from the Gulf of Maine, could one day translate into an anti-cholera pill. That process could take a decade or longer. In the meantime, says Linnington, there is so much more exploring to do.
People have really only looked at some shallow water sediments, some deep water sediments, but there are places in the world where the oceans are a lot deeper than that, and places where there are hydrothermal vents or undersea islands. The potential for new exploration is enormous.
For Quest, I'm Amy Standen, KQED Radio News.
If you'd like to see a video of this chemistry robot in action, it's on our website, kqed.org/quest. I'm Andrea Kissick, KQED Public Radio.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Foundation.